IGN. How are you going to keep them down on the farm? Kathy Schall is here, former farmer, farm owner, and now you're living the good life, and your son and daughter-in-law run the farm, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kathy Schall is here for Racine County Breakfast on the Farm. Now, do you put this together, or the head of a committee, or just on the committee? How does that work?
There is a committee, the Racine County Breakfast on the Farm, and they put it together. They, about a month or two after we have the breakfast, they start meeting again, starting to plan for the following year.
That's like the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. On the Friday after Thanksgiving, Macy's gets together and starts planning the next one.
Yes, that's, we got to look ahead, trying to find a place to host it, which, you know, sometimes takes a little bit of looking. The farm has to be able to accommodate parking, a tent to serve all these people. We serve anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 breakfasts. So got to make sure they can accommodate.
Breakfast is. Yeah. Okay. Now, 1 year you had it at your farm.
We had it at our farm. And then we were supposed to have it on our farm a second time, but the weather dictated that we had to move it over to the fairgrounds in 2024 because of a huge rain, downpour we had.
Yeah. And there's plenty of parking there. There's no problem over the county fairgrounds. That's when I was there.
Yes.
At the 2024 one. Mm-hmm. And I will talk about the menu in just a moment, but I love that scrambled egg cooker. It's a giant, giant round thing with all the, and it keeps stirring the eggs around. Let's talk about that. When you come now, tickets are $10 each. Children 5 and under are free. And eggs, sausage, milk, ice cream. I remember that. They got tractors, children's games, a petting zoo, live music, and more. And it runs from what, 7 to 11?
Correct.
Yeah, and it really is good. Now, I did not grow up on a farm. Matter of fact, I didn't grow up within 100 miles of farm. I grew up in the Bronx. And then Long Island, and we didn't have farms on. Actually, I take that back. There was a farm on Long Island, but my dad was friends with a guy, Guido Foglia, and he owned a farm. But it wasn't an animal farm. They raised, you know, corn and, you know, plants. But it was a huge farm. It's not there anymore. It's all housing now. But I remember going to that. But my father used to go during the summer. You know, he grew up in Brooklyn, and his mom and dad used to send him for the 2 weeks during the summer to a farm upstate New York. And it was a regular farm with animals and so forth. Upstate New York is all farmland. And we went back there when I was a little kid to see it. The same lady was there, but it was all burned down, and she lived in this burned down farmhouse. Animals were all gone, the plants, the crops all gone, and just lived there by herself. And my father started crying. He felt terrible. He said, you know, this is my childhood. I grew up going to this farm every two weeks during the summer. Now it's gone. And he probably shouldn't have gone back. You know, sometimes you let the memories remain. But yeah, so that was his chance of going back on the farm. But it's really nice. I mean, it's a nice thing. And it doesn't matter if it rains because it's indoors.
Correct. Yes, it's very nice where we're having it. The fair grounds is, we're very happy to hold it there, that they're able to let us come, use the building. There's nice parking, and it's all inside. And then it has all the same things we would at a farm, except you're not on the farm, you're at the fairgrounds.
So tell me now, when did your family, is it your family or your husband's family, got started in farming? Were you always in farming your entire life?
I grew up on a dairy farm.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yep, my parents dairy farmed, and then I married a dairy farmer. But my husband's farm, where he grew up, where our son and his family now live, that was land purchased from the government in like 18, I think it was 48, something like that.
Before the Civil War, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And then it went from father to son to father to son. And then it came down to, when the last one of that generation came around, went from a great aunt to a niece. So it's still in the family, but it wasn't father to son. It was aunt to niece. And okay. That niece would have been my husband's mom.
Now, when you grew up on a dairy farm as a child, you had to work.
Actually, I didn't work much outside. I did more in the house. My dad farmed with my uncle, and there were some cousins, and they did the outside work, and I got to stay in the house and cook, now, which I much preferred.
Yeah, I would too. I wouldn't know how to deal with farm animals. First of all, they're huge. They don't look big when you see them on TV. You see them in person. Those cows are big.
And they can really kick.
Yeah, I don't want to be involved. I don't get kicked by a cow.
No.
Or a bull or any other animal. I don't feel like getting kicked by even goats. I don't get kicked by them either. Or rammed in the head by one of them. Now, this is all part of June Dairy Month.
Correct.
That's what this is for, June Dairy Month. And we're the dairy state.
We are the dairy
state. We have cheese. We have milk. We have cheese curds. I just had cheese curds yesterday. And this is it. This is what we're all part of in Wisconsin.
Well, we have 1.2 million dairy cows in Wisconsin. 48% of all specialty cheeses in the U.S. are made in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, we have 600 different varieties of specialty cheeses.
I about 2 years ago, after the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association meeting, I went down, my wife and I took a drive to Monroe, and then to, it starts with a G, I think. I forget the name of We went to where they actually make the cheeses, or used to make the cheeses. Mm-hmm. Then she said, I want you to go to this store on the way home, and every cheese known to mankind. And I found a new type of cheese. I actually have it on my phone. I forgot the name of it. And I loved it. But it's hard to find, because it's a specialty cheese. And, you know, you can't get it at the supermarket. But it was good. It didn't taste like any other cheese I ever had before. It was a real mellow, real mild type of cheese. And I forget the name of the town we went to. I'll have to look it up on the map at the break. But yeah, it's the cheese making in Wisconsin is huge. And they also said during this place we went to, one of the cheese makers is like, it's very hard to become a master cheese maker. I mean, it's not an easy thing to get that accreditation, but wow.
Yeah, it takes a while. We currently are shipping our milk to Decatur Cheese Company, and they make wonderful cheese too. But there are so many different cheese factories, dairies in the state of Wisconsin, and they're fun to go tour and sample.
Hey, I go through 2 gallons of milk a week. That's all I drink. I don't drink anything. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink anything else, so I drink milk. And so, hey, keep it coming.
Very good. Thank you for supporting the dairy farmer.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, our mission is to enhance the understanding of agriculture through education and promotion. So we're very grateful to be here today and promote our activity, the breakfast on the farm. And we use the money made to offer scholarships. And last year and this year, we were able to offer 8 scholarships to high school graduates in the area.
Well, that's great. And to make it continue on.
Correct.
Well, that's fabulous. Now, which college would you go to for dairy farming or to learn about the
I think the main dairy colleges in Wisconsin would be either UW-River Falls, Madison, or Platteville. But outside, Iowa State, Purdue, that would be a big one, you know, are also big agriculture.
And you have to know business, because it is a business.
Yes.
I mean, yes, it's nice to live on a farm, it's relaxing, but it is a business, and you got to make money doing this,
You got to be able to do the books.
You know what the saddest thing was? I go to church on Spring Street, Racine Bible Church. All around, years ago, were farms. Surrounding the church, farms. All gone. It's all housing now. All the farms are sold off, and it's all housing.
There's only about, I think it's 15 dairy farms left in the county.
Yeah.
And you used to see if the farms dotting the landscape. There's only about 15 left. There's other, you know, we have grain farms, beef farms, you know, hog farms, pumpkin farms, sod farms, but dairy is a dwindling.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, just the rock, ain't the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow. And who the heck can bully boo a cow? You're gonna keep them down on the farm after they see Paris.
Well, they kept you down on the farm, Kathy Shaw. Kathy Shaw is here with Breakfast on the Farm. They had no problem keeping you there or your family there, right?
It's a good place to live.
Yeah, and you know, and you said your farm, the farmland your son now and his sister-in-law and your daughter-in-law run, has been since the 1840s that you bought the property?
Yes.
Wow, that's a big responsibility. Now, here's the big question. Does he have a family that's going to take over after he moves on?
Yes, we do.
All right, here it goes.
Their oldest son, our grandson, recently graduated from Iowa State.
Oh, yeah.
And will be coming back this summer to help start working with his dad on the farm.
And he keeps going.
Yes, it does.
It must make you feel good.
It makes us feel very good, very proud of what they can do.
Did you ever get the feeling that, farm life, enough, I want to go to the city and see what else is out there?
No, not really.
Really?
It's a great way to raise a family, learn responsibility, chores, they got to be done every day, but to know what physical labor is. And our children all had the opportunity to decide to stay or to move on, but we told them all, you need to work off the farm before you come home.
Well, that's good. And it was a dairy farm. Did you have any other crops on the farm or just
the scouts? We raise crops, but all our crops are raised for feed for the animals.
Okay.
So we have corn and soybeans and hay, wheat, and then everything goes back to the animals.
Let's talk about breakfast on the farm. It's this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Racine County Fairgrounds. $10 for adults. Kids under 5 eat for free. And we'll talk about the menu again because everybody said, ooh, breakfast, what are you having? This is everything. Eggs, sausage, milk, ice cream. You can eat tractors, children's games, petting zoos. You know, I always had a problem with that. And I talked about this before you came in. You're eating sausage. There's the pig. Petting zoo. I would always feel terrible about that. You know, obviously you're on a farm. You can't name the animals. Start naming them. You don't want to eat them. So, but your cows weren't for food. You just had dairy cows, right?
Right. We have dairy cows. We ship all.
I can live with that.
All our bull calves. We ship. We don't raise them.
So who puts this all together? Breakfast on the farm.
The Racine County Breakfast on the Farm Committee puts it together, and they plan a year out finding a farm and the food, and everybody has their job. You get the posters made, put them up, contact the radio, TV, newspapers, and get it out there, the word out there, spread it around, and promote agriculture. We're promoting agriculture in the state of Wisconsin, in the county of Racine, that it isn't just dairy, though we're celebrating June as Dairy Month because we're Wisconsin, but there is so much more to agriculture than just the farm.
By the way, the other town I was thinking of, I mentioned Monroe, New Glarus, and there was one more. I just thought about the next one because we went to three different places and they showed us the old cheese making machines they used to have. And that was really, it's an interesting process. It's a lot. I mean, it's not just, you know, pour some milk and stir it and you get cheese. There's a lot more to it than that. They showed the skimming process where you skim with cheesecloth or whatever it is. I guess that's where it gets its name from. So breakfast on the farm. Now, this is it's not the whole fairgrounds. It's concentrated near the beginning of the fair when you first walk in.
Yes. We're down in one of the activity buildings.
Yeah.
And you'll go in there and the breakfast is served in there. And then outside that, we have the petting zoo. And I think there's going to be some tractors from Case. J.I. Case is going to have some tractors there, some equipment for kids to look at. And we have a band, Sawdust Symphony is playing.
You got music too, huh?
Live music we have. So there's fun and activities for everybody.
I'm looking at, whose farm is that? Do you know who's in the background? Do you know whose farm that is?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe that was yours. Wow, those cows are big. Wow. So your son runs it now. And I saw you showed me a TV clip. He was on Channel 6 in Milwaukee.
Correct.
Talking about breakfast on the farm, and he looks good. He handled that interview very well.
Yes, we're very proud of him. He did a very nice interview, and it was very nice of Channel 6, Fox 6, to promote June is Dairy Month by interviewing different farmers throughout the Southeast Wisconsin here.
Now, at any time did your son say, I don't want to do farming. I want to move on to something else. I want to do computers. I want to do... Did he ever, or was this always from the day he was a little kid to present? He knew what his life was going to be.
I think in high school at one point, he thought about doing maybe other things because farming, especially dairy farming, is a 24/7, 365 days of the year commitment. And once you're in it, there's really not a good way out of it. And he thought, I want something else. I want something different, something more. But when he went off to college, I think he realized that what we have, a lot of people don't have anymore. Grandpa had to sell the farm. The farm got divided amongst five siblings. It's no longer there. And I think, and he met his future wife, who was came from a dairy farm, really promotes agriculture. And I think he decided to come back home.
Well, look at that.
And we're so blessed.
This reminds me of The Godfather, when Al Pacino says, every time I think I'm getting out there, pull me back in. Well, this is great. I'm so happy to have you in here because you're really proud of farming. What do you have there? Articles and everything?
Yes, this was in the Standard Press, in the Burlington Standard Press this last week. They had a very nice write-up about the breakfast on the farm, the activities going on, how long we've been doing it. We took a little break from doing it, and then it started up again in 2015.
Oh, for COVID, yeah.
And now we've been doing it ever since.
Look at that skillet, sausage skillet.
We had that specially made.
Wow. And the egg one you used, too, is very similar, but it's got that round thing moving around to keep the eggs getting scrambled. Well, that's great. What else you got there? Anything else?
This is our pamphlet that we'll be handing out. Tells a little bit about what we do, who we promote, who the scholarship recipients are. They will be announced. They haven't been announced yet, so can't read it online there on the backside. They don't know.
Oh, I have secret information?
Yes.
Ooh.
It'll be announced at the breakfast.
That's power. The history of breakfast on the farm. Wow, look at it going back. These farms still around? The ones where it used to be?
Yes.
Good. Good, 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 good. Well, this is great. And you get a long list of sponsors there. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to have you on every year.
Well, thank you.
As long as you want to promote June Dairy Month. Of course, we promote it with our farm show with Pam Yonke every morning at 5 a.m. And then again at 6:30 and 7:30, she's coming up again. She promotes June Dairy Month.
Yes. But thank you so much for inviting us to be on to promote what we're doing. And thank you for promoting agriculture in Wisconsin through June's Dairy Month.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. And let me just repeat everything. This is Racine County Breakfast on the Farm. It's June 27th, this Saturday, from 7 to 11 a.m. Tickets are $10. Children 5 and under are free. And let's see, eggs, sausage, milk, ice cream. I remember when I went there, I had the ice cream scooper. And I said, you know, don't be cheap on that scoop. And it was a huge scoop of ice cream I got out of that thing. Tractors, children's games, petting zoo, live music. And who's doing the live music again?
Sawdust Symphony.
All right. Racine County Fairgrounds right there on Durand Avenue in Union Grove. My wife is from Union Grove. She grew up there.
Oh, nice.
She told me once she snuck into when she was a kid, snuck in. And then the story started to change, I think. But I think she told me her and her brother snuck in under the fence. And later on, she said, well, we didn't really. And I think that's what you said. I could be wrong because she lived not far away from the Racine County Fairgrounds. All right, that's this Saturday, 7 to 11, and it's at the Racine County Fairgrounds, rain or shine. It's indoors.
Yes, yes, course, we will be in a building.
And tons of parking. You know, the fairgrounds, they have millions of parking spaces out there. And
so come rain or shine.
Yeah, breakfast on the farm. Now, I told you I have something to do that day, but since it's 7 a.m., I might be able to stop by real early.
Good.
Yeah, that'll be good. Kathy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You always have a smile on your face, happy. You know, I'm telling you something. Oh, that's mine. Leave that here. And that's good. So you were working all your life on a farm.
Yes, I've lived all my life on the farm.
Was it tough to give it up?
It was hard leaving the farm. We lived on the farm. Well, my husband had been there all his life. We were married and lived there for 34 years. After we married, his dad moved off and we were able to move on. And so after our youngest graduated from high school, we moved off. So our son and his wife could move on with their family. Because if you're going to, you know, live there, you want your family there too. So you're all together. Otherwise, he got up in the morning, kids were in bed, he came home, the kids were in bed. That's no way to be a dad.
Well, I love having you in here. You're such a smiley, happy person. Like, we need that in the morning in this building. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy Schall, Breakfast on the Farm, one more time. It's at the Racine County Fairgrounds this Saturday. Tickets are $10. $10? Where can you get a breakfast for $10 these days? I mean, you can't. I mean, $10 each. Children 5 and under eat free. And if you want more information, go to Racine County, that's C-O, breakfast.com. Racine, C-O, breakfast.com. And you get all the details. But I just gave you all the details. This Saturday, 7 to 11 at the Racine County Fairgrounds. All you need to know, Breakfast on the Farm. Where's next year's going to be, you know?
We don't know yet. Or at least I don't know yet.
Well, you're not telling me. Another one of those secrets you can't divulge.
Yes, it is. We got to wait.
Really? Okay. You're lucky. I was going to give out those names. I didn't do it because I didn't want to embarrass you. So I didn't do it. All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.